I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Is that William?
Doesn't matter. Motion carries. I'm back.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Let's go on to the second resolution.
Madam Chair, I'd like to be putting a stack mark here.
Okay.
Ambrose here.
Okay, well, let's...
Could we have
somebody read the...
Somebody AI read it, or...
Sorry.
Who was laughing?
No, I was laughing because we didn't even read it yet.
Yeah, I'm wanting to get the resolution on the table here.
Yeah. May I, or is it my... Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you. This is Alice. Resolved that the Pacifica Foundation will engage the services of Casey McFall to facilitate the board retreat on Thursday and Friday, June 3rd and 4th in Houston. The foundation will pay up to $3,000 to Casey McFall to facilitate this retreat, plus airfare and lodging. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Teresa. Could I be on stack?
Yes, Teresa.
Stack. Do we need a second this motion?
Roger,
second.
Okay.
All right, I would like to divide this into pros and cons. And
good.
So, Mark, go ahead and you can start, and we'll see where we go from there.
Okay. First of all, I want to communicate that the National Finance Committee also considered this motion and approved it by a vote of 7-2. Now, I'm not speaking that way. I'm speaking just for myself. I have a problem with this motion for five reasons. I'm going to go through them quickly. One, I do not like the precedent of single sourcing for these kinds of things. I don't like the fact that the only proposal before us is one. And while I understand that outreach may have been made, although I don't recall receiving an email asking me if I knew of anyone, I think we have to be careful here about that, the precedent of just picking one person who suddenly appears with a package. I don't have any others before me. I'd like to see at least three for any financial decision. Secondly, I'm concerned about the partisan nature of the facilitator who has been selected through this single source process. In particular, I received all these emails. I'm not familiar with KPFK's politics, although I understand there are factions, as they are throughout the entire Pacifica family. And I'm concerned that we're elevating someone who ran for LSB, who also apparently ran for the treasurer, and now saying, okay, you're going to be the impartial facilitator. Just as Marty mentioned in her email that there was someone that she knew of but did not put their name forward because of their relationship might be construed to be partial. I think clearly this is another case where that all that same scrutiny should be applied, particularly when we ask it from others as a board. I'm concerned with the timeliness of the deliverables in terms of the package. One of the things that's key here is, quote, pre-retreat planning and research that includes board and staff surveys, interviews with officers and managers, and collaborative agenda development. I don't see that happening in 8 days. And that was a key part of the bill. Finally, we have three sessions here that we're talking about, and we're talking about communication with one another as a board, communication with the EDs, and then now that the LSBs are involved, how's it going there? I don't think between Thursday afternoon and Friday afternoon that we need to have the board training and planning proposals that have been put forward in terms of how do we build with governments, what's your role, what's my role. I think we need to get in a room, close the door, and work it out. And I don't think we need a professional $4,000 facilitator to do that. I'm done.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Ambrose. Well, let's go to a pro.
Yeah, that was a con.
You don't know whether I'm a pro or a con.
Well, I'm posing the question.
Oh, I see. I'm a con. I'm a con. I'm sorry.
Okay. And Teresa, which way are you speaking?
I'm both. I would just like to bring up some issues.
All right. Well, you can.
So am I.
Speaking pro, I have seen several applications. I did send another application for someone who was proposed to me through Liam Kirshner, and I did get a name of a person through our local chair. I do have to say that Casey did articulate a wealth of information that seemed to fit our needs. And she just articulated it so perfectly that I did think that even though it was a little expensive, she did articulate that. Also, I thought that she had reduced her price to $2,500.
No, she reduced it from $35 to $3.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. So in regard to Pro, it seems to me that at least this facilitator did articulate very specifically what I thought we needed by way of a retreat master. It was not purely touchy-feely kind of stuff, but it was very specific information that I hear national board members mentioning that they need. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Teresa. Ambrose.
Let me ditto everything Mark said. He said it so well. The one thing I'm concerned about is we should have been told about this person's background, political, before we chose her as the one. And I'd like to hear Dave to tell us what the story is. We've had all these emails. What's the story, Dave?
Do you want to respond, Dave?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So as people know, there were two, or may not know, there were two slates that ran here in...
Speak a little louder, Dave.
There were two slates that ran here in Los Angeles, a slate called Purser and another slate called the Coalition for Justice. Casey ran as part of the Purser slate. My understanding from talking to her is that she had some regrets about that. There were also a number of people who ran for the Coalition for Justice slate who, once they joined... were of the impression that they'd been inveigled into a political conflict that they were not, that was really not one they were invested in, and they felt that having gotten involved in that way was not appropriate to what they ended up feeling, and they regretted it. I think that goes for Casey as well, although you know, I've heard from other people on our board who I respect that she does have standing relationships with people from one of the slates. My experience with her has been that she's very knowledgeable and very well prepared for this kind of thing. I've not noticed any inkling of partisanship on her part, and I would not expect to see any in this kind of a context. In other words, I don't think of her as somebody with a specific political position on this board. I think of her as somebody who's coming to the board meetings and watching with frustration a failure to just do the nuts and bolts thing that would make the board more effective. And so,
Dave, point of information, did you run on a slate?
No, I was an independent.
Okay,
and,
just making
and,
sure.
And in fact, the slate made a point of not being in contact with me. Which was funny, but that's another story. One of the things I do want to raise is that when the person from another slate, the Coalition for Justice slate, was put forward as a treasurer candidate, one of the things that got raised in the discussion was that that person had made some hostile statements toward the Purser slate in their campaign. And the response to that was, that shouldn't matter and doesn't matter. The issue is the qualifications of this person for the role of treasurer. So many of the people who are raising this issue now are the same people as those who said anything that this other person said during the course of his election campaign about the opposing slate should be not considered. And, in fact, that person did get elected.
Okay, I think we're getting a bit far
afield here. Okay, well, let me cut to the chase. This person is extremely well qualified. I understand Mark's concern about the issue of sourcing, and I think that's legitimate. But I do feel this person is talented, competent, will not function in any partisan way, and what partisanship there is in Los Angeles doesn't really have any bearing, to my understanding, on any of the issues we're dealing with at the national level.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Madam Chair,
added to the stack for my own opinion.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now I need to hear clearly who wants to speak.
Ray?
Madam Chair,
Ray?
This is Zarina, and I'd like to be put on the stack.
Okay, thank
Lonnie
you, Zarina.
On the stack.
Who?
Vicky would
Lonnie.
Like to be on the stack.
Vicky, okay.
Lonnie, good. Sarp.
Sonali would like to be on the stack, too, for a pro.
Lonnie, Sarp, and who?
Sonali.
Sonali.
And Dave.
Yeah.
And Dave.
Okay.
I was already on the stack.
I'm sorry, who?
Donna,
I'm sorry.
I am a pro.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I have to leave. So I'd like to leave my vote.
Okay.
Is this
Ambrose?
Yes.
Okay. Ambrose,
I'm voting no.
Okay. Thank you
for your vote. Is that a proxy vote? Point of order?
Yes.
Point of information?
Yes.
Would that be a proxy vote?
I'm not sure. Maybe some better parliamentarian can answer.
Not that I have any personal
judgment. Like Ambrose himself, huh?
Yeah, Ambrose.
Dave, you can vote my vote no.
That's a proxy. It's not permitted.
And I didn't think so.
Can we accept Ambrose's no vote?
It's not a proxy. It is not a proxy.
I don't know why you call it a proxy.
For Dave to say it, it is.
Excuse me. I can solve the problem for us.
Yes.
Ambrose, I will. I am in favor of it. If you are not here, I will not vote.
Is speaking?
Dave.
No.
Let's abide by the bylaws, which are what? If
you have to
somebody
be
leave a proxy or not?
You have to be present to
Excuse
vote.
Excuse me, point of order, Chair. I don't think that's a proxy if the person themselves just says that I've read all the relevant documents and if he has an opinion.
Point of order?
Yes.
If you're not present for the vote, by definition, it's proxy. You're not there.
True.
But he's been here.
But he's not there when the vote's taking place. I don't want that precedent to be set because if I leave the room, I don't want someone to start saying that they know what my vote is.
Well, Madam Chair, can we take a vote to call the question if two-thirds? Because I've got to go to the same meeting Ambrose has to go to.
We could, and I think it might be in order. I think maybe we all know the issues.
Yeah, can we call the question and just get the vote before Ambrose and I have to leave?
I called the question, Henry.
I second that.
Second.
All right.
Okay, can we take a vote?
All right, the question has been called. Let's vote.
Do you want me to read the...
No, this is just the question.
Following the question.
This is the cutoff debate, people.
Yes, right.
Okay.
I'm coming, I swear. If I don't do this right, then everybody's going to get confused. It's not a happy thing.
It's not as long as it sounds like that.
Okay. I'm calling the question, Dave.
Yes.
Alan? Teresa?
No.
Henry?
Yes.
Sonali?
No.
Ray?
No.
This is the call
the
to vote.
Yeah.
Call the question.
Calling Ambrose?
Yes.
Roger? Yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
No.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Whoops. Almost lost Julie there. Vicky?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
No.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
No.
William?
No.
And Donna?
No.
The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yes. Oops. And no is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I need 2/3.
Nope.
How many no's?
There was 11 yes, 8 no.
Okay, so it doesn't tell you, right? You need a 2/3.
That's correct.
All right, so we're going to continue our discussion. Donna.
Wait, Madam Chair, how are we going to solve the like with Ambrose's question, he has to leave. Can we record his vote now or not?
May I speak?
I don't believe we can.
I vote against, this is Alice, doing such a thing because anyone can attend for 5 minutes, leave their vote, and not participate.
That's true. Actually, this is not true, Madam Chair. Anyone can, well, I don't know which way the official decision would go, but I think it's different between somebody hearing all the arguments and leaving and somebody just staying a few minutes and
but
leaving.
That wasn't all the argument.
We're going on with the arguments. Can somebody look at the bylaws?
It is the case that you have to be present to vote.
All right. Thank you. And we understand.
In the bylaws.
What?
And proxies are explicitly not permitted in the bylaws.
Okay.
Ambrose, you can't leave, man.
We understand your position.
Ambrose, sit that's there. Okay. We'll be late together. You can't leave.
I'll go get in my car.
Yes, and take your cell phone.
Call us back, Ambrose. Okay, so Donna, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to speak in favor of the motion.
No.
And I'm speaking as a former, as a candidate from the slate that Casey was a candidate for. I like to say this, that when we became candidates, at least I did not know the politics of the station. And because I have run for political office, it was a convenient way to get my message out to the listeners. That being said, I believe that I came in number one or number two in the vote count in being elected to the listener station board. Casey was not elected, but she has shown to be an ardent supporter of the radio station and a professional in every sense. I do not agree with the comments about the partisan nature of this facilitator. In the first place, she is a professional, and as such, she is not about to bring any partisan politics into the mix. Plus, we need a facilitator for this retreat. It is so contentious in Los Angeles between the people that David mentioned who are on the Coalition of Justice, who I am now convinced are just want to destroy the station unless they get a majority. Wait a minute. Okay, and it's also contentious at the national level. I believe if we don't have a facilitator of Casey's professional stature, that we really don't need to get together in Houston at all because we're not getting the work done.
Okay, thank you. Now, does anyone want to speak against Ray?
Yes. Well, I will vote for the motion. However, I think all the points made by Mark are extremely relevant. Mentioning a bias is not prejudicial. It's not deciding a specific issue. It's a principle issue. It is not impossible for an individual to be fair. However, it certainly raises this question that that person has taken part in the debate from one side or another. Now, one question that I have, though, and I think I'm voting for it also because we already voted to bring the lab chair so that he could participate in this process. Maybe we should have had this vote first. What I want to know, though, what I don't understand anyway is why a city as dynamic and huge as Houston could not provide one individual and save first both the fare and the lodging for the person coming in. And second, the national board had a very effective facilitation like such as the one we want to have. And the individual leading it, quite competent, I must say, came from Houston. And so I'm surprised that the individual was not even asked.
Well, I don't, you know, we started early, we tried to find somebody, and we didn't come up with anybody in a timely manner, and that was the first place we started, so I can't
how
really...
How did you advertise?
And I probably can say the person who actually did it for us, I believe she was Diallo's wife, and she was an extremely competent individual and fair, and I can tell you that I did not speak to some of those people on part of the board at that point, and she actually got people to work together.
Great.
So I know the process works.
All right.
I'm just worried about how we did it.
Well, I've never heard her name, so...
Hi, Marty, can I say something, Mrs. Wendy?
Let's go on. Serena?
Well, I guess I'm somewhere towards the con part.
Didn't we have a pro now instead?
Yeah, that was
Ray was both.
Well, Ray was both. Let's go on with Serena.
I would say I'm both. And this is probably, you know, not even going to be appropriate at this point since you've already pretty much selected this person. But I can say that I know someone in Houston who just moved from California 7 weeks ago to the Houston area. He was former executive director of the Open Economic Development Council. He has chaired meetings. He has facilitated. He has been with retreats. He has put retreats together. He lives in Houston now. You don't have to pay an airfare. You don't have to pay for lodging. his expertise is he's also a lawyer, and I can give his name and number. I just happened to speak with him about coming to Houston today, and I didn't mention any of this because I didn't really know that this was, you know, how far we were going to go on this. But I would like to submit his name. It's probably too late, but he's in Houston.
Okay, thank you very
Madam
much.
Madam Chair, I'd like to be
would you please email me his name?
I sure will.
This is Carol. May I get
Madam Chair,
I'd
like
just a moment, please. Okay.
Just gotta get on the stack.
Where are we on the
all track? Right, Carol, you want to be on the stack?
Madam Chair,
I'd like to be on the stack too. Sorry.
Who's this?
Mark.
Mark. Okay.
I wish I shouted. I'd like
right,
to
now,
be on
I
the
would
stack
like
also,
a,
Madam Chair.
Okay, William. A pro comment now.
Can we go through the stack? Or?
We've got Vicki, Lonnie, Sarv, Sonali, Dave, Carol, Mark, and William.
This is Vicki. I will speak pro.
Okay.
Couple of things. First of all, some of what we are experiencing, and I think I've said this before in other of our meetings, is because we are a new board having met only one time, and it would be lovely if we had planned all this out last year for this year, but we didn't have that luxury, and this year is going to be a bit of muddling through and not doing it the way we'd like to, but as we encounter these things, I'm hoping that we're putting process in place so that we don't have to continue to reinvent this wheel each time. As far as the facilitator, if this person, and I don't know her, is a professional at what she does, our board staff retreats for the last 4 years, we have had three of the last four retreats have been done by persons either from very close to the station or within our station community. One of them, the person who was the facilitator, turned out not to be very professional and inserted himself in the discussion inappropriately. The other two held their own feelings and thoughts at arm's length and worked as professional facilitators as they would with any other group. So I'm not sure it's so much a question of what this person's connection to Pacifica is as much as it is how professional this person is. And if I were this person and a professional looking to facilitate this group with as wide a spread as this group has, I would surely have my most professional T's crossed and I's dotted, because it's her professional reputation that's on the line here as far as managing and facilitating this group. And the questions theoretically that we are dealing with in terms of board training should be from our perspective nonpartisan questions. These are about skills of being a board member, not what your position is on any particular issue. And so I'd like to think that we can come together with as a well-intentioned board group with a professional facilitator and do the work that we need to do so that we can move forward. As far as bringing the LSBs, by all means, this is the best way to do this if we're going to have a facilitator there anyway. Otherwise, we are seriously talking about having additional meetings for them in some other city with another facilitator and seriously ramping up costs. So having settled that question, I would like to think this group can move forward to a professionally facilitated afternoon or afternoons and get the work done that we need to do, learn the skills that we need to work together so that maybe our phone calls won't all last 4 hours.
Thank you, Vicki.
This
okay.
is Kalonji. Please put me on the stack.
Okay, Kalonji. All right. Does somebody want to speak against it?
It's Lonnie.
I do.
Lonnie. Okay.
Okay.
Lonnie's next.
Yeah, just a couple of quick points.
Louder, please.
Yeah, a couple of quick points. The disclosure issue is a problem for me. I would like to know the background of the person and not have to sort of find out about it on the rumor mill. That would have been helpful. The sole sourcing is a source of concern for me, too. You do like to see what you're going to get for your money. And the issue of deliverables, because different people offer different kinds of skills. They're not all the same. Deliverables means what do we want to get out of the whole process. Now, some of us are talking about training is what we'll get as an outcome from the process. Some of us are talking about facilitation as what we hope to get out of it. We have to be clear about what we're going to get out of it. Now we've got a situation where I think we've set ourselves up where this person is going to come in and they're presumably going to solve what problems? Well, we don't know because we haven't been clear about what we want them to do.
Well, we have a very clear proposal.
And a proposal, but we ourselves are not clear about what we want.
For yourself, Lonnie.
Yeah, everybody, I guarantee you that everyone will have a different opinion. And that work needs to be done beforehand. Otherwise, you'll get 10 people wanting 10 different things, and some of them will be disappointed. So I think that the groundwork is important to do whenever I work with a facilitator or a trainer. They want to know that. They want to talk to the people who will receive the training, get a sense of the needs. So my point is that that in a way we've set ourselves up for some degree of disappointment because we're not clear about what we want out of it, so some of us are not going to get it. Last of all is the issue of follow-up. If you have a person come in and they do all that work, what happens then? You're going to have to look to at least be clear about what the follow-up will be and the cost. And so we might be in for not a one-time cost, and I don't think we've properly addressed that. We might be in for a series of costs. So here we go. So anyway, I'm just thinking that those are real issues that we should address at some point in the process.
Madam Chair,
thank
please
you,
put me on the stack, Alice.
Okay, I'd like to hear from a pro. I have Sarv Sonali.
I'm a pro, Sonali here.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Teresa. I have one point of information. Did you not send everyone on the PNB a listing of what Casey intends, what her skill set is, and what she intends to do?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Okay. Point of information, Madam Chair. Did you send us a list of other names you were considering?
No, I didn't. I was
okay,
waiting.
Thank you.
No, I did not.
Point of information, Mrs. Wendy, did you do that like 3 weeks ago or a month ago?
Over a month ago.
Actually, the date was May 8th.
You're right. Sorry. May 8th. So it just seems like a month, but it's only been 2.5 weeks.
And how come nobody objected at the time?
I'm sorry, but
come
let's
on.
Keep going here. Sonali.
If there's been any argument against having this facilitator that I've been even remotely convinced by, it was maybe Lonnie saying that, well, we need to know what we're getting into, what we want to get out of this facilitation before we actually go for it. But I want to speak to specifically, I think the motion is talking specifically about using this particular facilitator, Casey McCall. And I honestly feel like this whole thing has been blown so out of proportion. I'd like to second what Dave Adelson said, which was that we had a treasurer election between a person from the other slate and Casey McCall, who was from the Purser slate, which I also ran with, by the way. And at that point, the person from the Coalition for Justice slate won with a majority because people put aside their partisan differences and thought, if this guy's qualified, let's vote for him. They voted for him, and he became the treasurer, and nobody from any slate is going, well, we're not sure whether he's going to be an impartial treasurer or not. In fact, if anything, his being elected gives an extra voice for people on the other slate. But Casey McCall facilitating for us, LA politics have no bearing on national politics, or at least not a very big bearing that I can understand, on national politics, and her facilitating, being made such a big deal of, I just don't understand. She's a very competent person. She's very well respected. And I just think this whole thing is being blown out of proportion because people are, what's been happening is some folks from Los Angeles have obviously been lobbying other folks from other parts of the country and making a really big deal about it. So I just think, you know, let's just do this fast, let's just vote on it, and I support just going with Casey because, again, someone just said the situation was raised a couple of weeks ago. People had problems with it. Why is it all suddenly coming up right now?
All right. Thank you, Sonali. Sarv?
Madam Chair, it's I'm just a little bit tired of these last-minute fire drills, 3 days or 4 days or a week ahead of time. We had plenty of time there looking for some facilitators. And I'm still very, very concerned about the financial impact as well as not fully disclosing some of the names of other people that were suggested. And one of the board members, I think, Zarina, she suggested that somebody in Houston. And I recommend that, first of all, if somebody could contact them and see if he's a good person, if they can do it pro bono, I'm all for it. And if he can't get him, then we can go ahead and hire Mr. McCall. and call it, you know, quits for this time. But I think next time we should do it ahead of time and make sure that a small corporation like ours, which has total revenues of $14 million throughout the network, and we have created a complex structure of governance, and we could continue down on a sliding slope with the governance costing more than the network programming and other facilities upkeep. So my first suggestion is somebody can look into this pro bono work by the Houston person. If not, then I'll vote for Ms. McCall. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm back, Madam Chair.
Oh, Ambrose, you're back.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Mark. Am I up for
I'm sorry. I think we're ready for a...
Con.
Pro.
No, we're ready for a pro.
I have a point of order.
Yes.
Was Sarv making a motion, amendment to the motion?
No.
No, he wasn't.
That's it.
I guess that's a point of interest.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're ready for a pro. We have Dave and Carol, Mark, William, Alice, Kalungi, and Teresa on the staff.
I'm a con, Madam Chair.
I know. I'm looking for a pro. I'm to
well,
say who's on the staff.
I'm in favor, and I believe you listed me first.
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
I'm in favor, but I am conflicted about it. And I am conflicted as a result of the process by which it was found, because I do think it's very important that everybody feel good about it, particularly when you're dealing with an issue of facilitation. That said, Marty sent around a document to all of us dated May 8th. In that document, it says what the deliverables are, and in answer to one of the questions that was raised, the deliverables include a post-retreat report, including written overviews of discussion items and future objectives. I don't feel that the fact that Casey ran on the Purser slate has any bearing on this, regardless of what people on an opposing slate seem to believe about it. I found her to be quite professional, but I would say that I do think that it is a problem that we didn't have a process that every board member bought into. That said, I think it's on the board members themselves who are raising this issue now. I think it's their responsibility for not having responded. The idea that we put everything on a chair and then when the chair does something and we don't like the way it's done, at this late date raise those objections, I think is problematic. And I think if people are going to raise these issues, they need to raise them immediately. We've known about this for 18 days now. The time available for somebody to prepare something like this and get it together is not there. I would support the idea of Marty speaking to Zarina's colleague or friend in Houston and seeing if that person might be willing to participate, perhaps to balance any concerns people might have about partisanship. But this is a good question of the professionalism with which somebody will conduct a board training about how we work together. And I don't see that the fact, and oh, by the way, I do believe that her involvement in Purser had nothing to do with an involvement in or understanding of any kind of internal station politics. I've known her always to be concerned about the fairness and efficiency and effectiveness with which we conduct our governance operations. So while I wish it had been done differently, I think it's all of our responsibilities that it wasn't. I think it will be a net strong positive for the foundation. I think we may want to consider in the future motions to establish the clear process by which we engage consultants and contractors. I'll be voting yes.
All right. Thank you. Mark.
Yes. First of all, just in reference to the 18 days, and first of all, remember, there were two emails. First, we got this letter dated April 30th that never mentioned the fact that Casey had other relationships other than that she was a great facilitator whose name somehow appeared in the air.
Because
then later
it didn't
on,
make any difference.
I didn't know, or I
would have said something.
But I'm not accusing anybody. That's
no,
not
I'm
the point. I'm just saying that this. Wait, I think I'm talking now. I'm just saying that this additional information, for most of it, got to me today. I mean, some of it was mentioned briefly when we got the follow-up letter. But it didn't go to the extent that I understand it now. But the point I'm trying to make is I don't know this person one way or another, and I assume that they're going to be professional about their job, as I assume all of we are. That's not the point. My questions are this. First of all, as I mentioned before. Wait, hello?
Who's speaking?
I thought I
other people that shouldn't be.
Okay. First of all, the pre-retreat planning is essential to effective facilitation. And we do not have time for this individual to survey the board, the staff, the GMs, the officers, and everything that is a critical part of their plan. So we already know that at least a third of the deliverables that we're paying for can't be done in 8 days and get something back. My point is that I think we should have facilitation. I would prefer January at the annual meeting. That's when I think the LSB chair should come. I don't think we need to do it now, June, in 8 days. I think when you rush, you get what you pay for. The other thing my concern is about is this whole nature of appearance. We as the board have to set an example. If the GMs or the EDs do something and they don't reveal everything or there's some kind of a side going on that we don't know about, we would be upset and the first to complain. If they single source, I know I would complain. I don't want to do the same thing and then say, oh, well, it's the board. I think we have to live to the standard we want others to achieve. Just like I wouldn't choose an attorney who had run on a slate to represent the foundation, I don't want to choose a facilitator. I don't want Dick Cheney coming in to facilitate for us. He's a professional. I think we need to get someone who is impartial. And let me just say my last thing on that is that I think that if we rush it, I think if we don't think about it carefully, if we ignore the pre-retreat planning portion, I think we're not going to get our money's worth, and we are going over budget for this expense. Let's be careful how we spend our limited dollars.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Carol.
Hi. I'm reading Marty's message to the board sent on May 8th, where she says she received a proposal from Casey McCall. We can tweak the agenda according to our suggestions, and she would let me know what you think. Marty then gives a special email address and a special cell phone number to contact her with any questions, concerns, ideas, or suggestions. So I think all of us who may have had some other contact or person had an obligation to give feedback to Marty. And those who have other contacts and suggestions, they might have been really good, but it's too late. And I'm sorry that board members did not respond to Marty's request for our input, but we were asked. That's my first point. My second point is this. I've read the proposal. It looks like what we need to me. And it does not, as far as I can see, have anything to do with any partisan issue that may exist anywhere in the foundation. It has to do with helping to define the roles and responsibilities of the board and the staff. I think we need to do that, that we're running up against all kinds of misunderstandings because we are not clear on that, and that if we put it off, we will continue to fail to get things done. One reason why we're doing this at the last minute is because it wasn't clear where the responsibility lay for making these arrangements. So the executive director asked us to call a special board meeting when Marty had assumed that we could just make these arrangements. The third reason why... my third point is about the budget for this board meeting. The budget is $30,000. We don't have a figure that tells us how much we have spent. It's been asked for, but somehow it's just not possible to get that number. My experience from previous board meetings around the country was that Houston was the cheapest place to hold meetings. Their hotel rooms are cheaper, and I don't know. It's cheaper to fly people to Houston than it is to fly them across the country. So I don't know whether we're over budget or not. We keep being told we may be or might be, but until I've seen the numbers and nobody seems to know, I think that may or may not be true. But even if we were over budget, I will reiterate my point made earlier. We will save the foundation, no doubt, thousands of dollars if we can straighten out our roles and responsibilities. We will also improve our functioning tremendously if we begin this work now, and waiting until January just seems like a nightmare to me. And so I will be voting in favor of the motion.
Okay, thank you, Carol. William, are you a con or
no.
a pro? Marty, this is
I'm
Lisa.
On.
You on the stack? Yeah, you're on the stack.
Ambrose, I want to be on the stack.
I'm a con.
Okay, so it's your turn.
So I have to apologize because my email server is down, so I haven't gotten all of the emails, and I'm frantically trying to track down the ones that we're talking about as we speak. I did get an email that said that Marty was considering a person for the retreat, and I didn't know anything about the person other than it was someone that she was considering, and I personally feel like a lot of decisions have been made at the very last minute that could have been, thought about a bit more, and I personally don't think that putting forth a facilitator that we're all divided on is the way that we should move forward. And I think that there are a number of national organizations that do the work that we do that have, there's not many that have directly elected boards, but there are a couple. And I think that we should have done a better job about doing outreach to those organizations. I can't believe that the outreach has been limited to folks who know Pacifica when there's other organizations that do have elections that do this work, and that we're being so arrogant not to call upon those groups. And that's my issue. And I know that I have contacts with some of those organizations. And the problem is that I feel that a lot of the back and forth around email, I mean, if we could have committee meetings where we're actually discussing these different things, granted, I'm probably not on a committee that's related to dealing with this particular issue, but if there was something that talked about, that said that there was going to be a meeting discussing it, these issues could have been brought forth, and I don't think that happened. But again, email just hasn't been my best friend for this whole process. So I'm going to vote against the motion. I think that we can wait on training, and I think that it would be better to be united behind the facilitator and have a situation where we could all gain from it rather than be in a situation where there's not going to be the trust that's needed in order for all of us to enter the process.
Thank you, William.
This is Kalonji.
Yes, Kalonji.
I'm sort of a partial pro.
Okay.
I'm saying that because we've already voted to have the LSD chairs attend the meeting, particularly for the retreat process. And and unless it's already too late and that the person who gave in the their suggestion for being facilitated has already done a lot of the work, the pre-retreat work, then I think this is a good time to include the person that Serena has indicated, because it'll save a lot of the travel, it'll save a lot of the expense, in my mind, it'd be best to have an outside of the agency facilitator than have someone who either is not felt to be impartial, but someone who has a particular experience bias around the program we're talking about, as opposed to someone who comes in not being a part of the organization itself.
Okay.
Sounds like a con to me.
Okay. Now I have Teresa Alice left on the stack.
Okay. I'm
a pro.
Does anyone
hold on. I would like to be on the stack. This is Gerald Sanders.
Okay, Gerald. And
are
then I'm hoping somebody will call the question here. Okay.
I'm still on the stack, right?
Who?
Ambrose.
Oh, Ambrose. Sorry. Okay, Ambrose, it's your turn then.
My turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
So what, don't we have a pro argument at this point? Because those sounded like two con arguments.
All right, let's go to Alice, then Ambrose, then Teresa.
Okay. Hi, this is Alice. I think many of the comments that have been brought up about the finances or the arrangement are worthy, and that we should, as Vicki and others have said and Mark brought up, in the future, this is one of those issues of process that we need to develop a little better, significantly better, and as Mark said, get, let's say, 3 to 4 bids for every such consultant-type expenditure. But given the reality that this is now 1 week before Houston, I very much support doing this with Casey McFaul. I've seen zero evidence that she's anything, or heard, rather, anything but professional. That's what we need. Concerning Lonnie's concern that if we, meaning us different TNB members, are not, quote, clear of what we want, that that's a problem, I don't see this as a problem at all. In fact, facilitators of various sorts, this is one of their skills as a professional, that they sense the, whatever confusions are in the room, and they help clarify what people want. So that should be one of her set of skills, to help persons become clear on what the issues are for themselves in dealing with others on the board and the issues of facilitating interaction alone. Concerning follow-up, various persons, I think, in this sort of situation learn to various degrees or are able or willing to take various skills that they've observed or experienced during such a session back home with them. And that's one of the virtues, I think, of doing group facilitation, that we can all hopefully take away something that we've learned for ourselves to help our functioning in Pacifica in the future. So I'm very much for this because, like Carol, to wait 6 months to me is a nightmare, because I sense in my functioning at BAI and on this board that the greatest difficulty is communicating and wanting to hear what other persons on the board are saying, to be open enough for all of us to really care that other people's needs are heard and are considered with the most respect. So I think that's hard for all of us, me included. It's very difficult, and that we need it soon now, and that there, I don't see any option for waiting. So I'm going to very much propose that we do this. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd like to be added.
Ambrose, it's your turn.
I would like to be added to the stack. This is Samuel Kateka, Houston.
Okay, Sam, we didn't know you were on the call.
Madam Chair, I'd like to call the question.
Oh. You're calling a question before everybody has been had an opportunity to speak to the host. That's how
I
it works.
Do I have the floor now?
I believe Ambrose is.
I think someone called the question.
Okay, well, let's hold it up and down.
Point of order, I have a question. If somebody has been recognized and the question is called after they've been recognized, do they not have the opportunity to speak?
Yes, absolutely. You can't call the question after Ambrose has been recognized. He was recognized first.
Okay, Ambrose, please go ahead.
Yes, let me be as simple and clear as I can be. There's a problem with the process here. Just like I did not know that Marty had been a candidate for the executive director of Pacifica until I had the vote for her. Here we have it again. We've been told by everybody who supports her that this person is professional. Well, how professional is professional? I haven't seen any credentials at all. In all the emails I've gotten, I've been assured she is professional, but I don't know anything about her whatsoever. Secondly, there is the whole question of choosing a person without any competition whatsoever. That's like George Bush's daddy and his cronies singling out corporations to get the deals in Iraq. And I just think that's wrong. It's a matter of principle with me. It has nothing to do with this person. I don't know her, don't know anything about her. But when you pick somebody like this without exploring, there are so many organizations in this country that provide this kind of service. I did it for 25 years. So I know the universe out there. Why didn't we do that rather than picking somebody that we can now say is professional, but nobody knows how professional she is. I don't know anything about her.
Point of
and
information,
you haven't sent me anything about
her.
The curricular, what agencies has she served in the country?
It was on
that we can
the
call.
Information that you were sent on May 8th, her curriculum.
I'm sorry.
I will read.
I'm sorry. I did not get it.
Okay. Afghan Women's Association of Southern California. Afghan Association of Southern California.
Wait.
I can't do that.
We're off point here. I think Ambrose and then we've got a staff.
Outreach, yes. Et cetera. You have it. It was sent to you, and I'm sorry you didn't see it.
Entire P&B.
Yeah. So, anyway, it is out there, and she did offer us some credentials. But
the question was called so that after Ambrose is finished, I believe we need to vote to close the debate.
Ambrose, do you want to say anything more?
I wanted to add something to the discussion. I haven't had an opportunity to speak to the motion.
Who is that?
This is Samuel Kateka, Houston.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
The question was called. We should have to vote first.
The motion has been called.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. I have a point of information.
It's not debatable. When somebody calls the question, you go to the vote to cut debate off, and then you move forward.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But we're not giving everybody an opportunity to speak to the motion.
That's why people should vote no. That's why people should vote no.
Madam Chair, is there not a point of parliamentary inquiry?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
I just don't understand why not allow a board member to speak his 2 minutes and then move forward and vote.
So let's vote it down.
Madam Chair, is it not true that if you have a stack and someone calls a question, you're going to at least finish the stack?
No, absolutely.
No. The question is called, let's vote quickly. If people don't want to limit debate, go on.
Everybody has had an opportunity to vote. We're all grown folks here. Give a board member 2 minutes to speak.
Some of us
good night.
Call for 2 hours.
That's fine. That's part of the responsibility, Carol.
Chair, point of order. I'd like you to call the request
and call
the
vote.
Called, we're going to call it. Please call the roll, Roger.
For calling the question.
To limit debate.
To limit debate.
Or whatever it is.
Dave?
No.
Teresa?
No.
Henry?
No.
Sam?
No.
Sonali?
Yes.
What are we voting on?
We're voting to call the question.
Rick?
No.
No.
Ambrose?
No.
Roger? No. Kalonji?
No.
No? Is that Kalonji no?
That's Kalonji no. My mute button got stuck.
Got it. Thank you. Sarv?
No.
Mark?
I'm sorry, is that Mark?
Mark, are you voting yes or no to call for the
vote? I'm voting no.
Julie?
No.
Vicky?
No.
Gerald?
No.
Wendy?
No.
Zarina?
No.
Alice?
No.
Carol?
No.
William?
No.
Donna?
Yes.
We have to call the question 2 yes votes. That's not 2/3.
Okay, the motion's defeated. Now we'll have Teresa and then Sam on the staff.
Okay, this is Teresa, and I would like to speak pro. I do agree with Carol on the issues. Obviously, we have some problems with process. Obviously, we have problems with misunderstanding. Obviously, that I took that to mean that we needed the retreat to deal with those problems. So I do think it is appropriate to have the retreat now. And I do think we need to straighten out our roles and responsibilities. And when it comes to people saying that we were single-sourced, I disagree with Ambrose and Mark. I saw the former two facilitators for retreats that we've had, and I thought it was very clear that this board needed something other than what those people did. I did mention Jean Ladding's name to Marty, and I asked her what she felt that the board needed and wanted, and I think she got that from what people were saying they wanted from a retreat. Perhaps it wasn't clear. But I don't think it's an issue of single sourcing. I considered Jean Ladding would not cover our needs. The someone that was suggested my LSB would not cover our needs. The person that Liam Kirshner suggested would not cover our needs. Casey covered our needs.
According to whom?
Well,
thank you.
I would like to say whoever said that.
Mark,
whenever Marty Derlin sent out something on the 8th of May and no one responded to it, I responded to it, and I gave her the feedback that she needed. I think we were relinquishing to her, to some extent, and the ability to make a decision and choose the facilitator. Okay.
But Teresa, you know the letter that was sent out.
Hold on. Sorry.
Okay. Well, let me make my final point.
Sorry.
I would say
my name came up.
I would say if we do pick this facilitator, that Marty needs to be very, very specific, and perhaps with another board member, do a conference call with this person and say, I think as a professional, do you have enough time to do the pre-retreat information, detailed information that you need? And she might have to spend more money out of her pocket to get that information pre-retreat. Number two, can she still achieve the objectives that she promised she could? And two, if she's a professional, we need to ask her specifically, how can we best get our money's worth out of you at this point? And I think it's legitimate to ask her as a professional if we can get our money's worth and problem solve with her.
Okay, thank you, Teresa.
Can I just say that my cell phone battery is about to run out? And Dave Adelson, could you just call me right before you get a vote because I can't stay on the line for much longer?
Yes.
Okay, Sam, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Hello, everybody. I just wanted to speak to a couple points. I think the biggest picture with me is the issue of notice. This nonsense about sending emails and having email as a sufficient notice, it needs to be debunked and clarified immediately. That a simple email is not a sufficient way to notify national board members for any issue, especially issues that involve money. That's point number one. Point number two is 18 days is not a sufficient amount of time to respond when you're talking about spending several hundred, if not several thousand dollars of Pacifica's money. And point number three, I'm reading the May 8, 2004 email, and it says, hello, everyone, attached is a proposal from Casey McFall to facilitate the June retreat. I haven't responded to her on the specifics of the retreat, but I would like to hire her, and then so we can lock in her dates. I'm not sure why we're in such a hurry, and if that doesn't equate to a single source, I'm not sure what is, because there's nothing in the email that suggests anybody else outside of Casey McFall. And finally, I'd like to mention the fact that we need to establish a criteria that all of the board members or a majority of the board members agree to, not one or two individuals saying, well, she's met my credentials or I think she's going to say she's professional. Anybody who accepts money and puts themselves out as a business is going to say I'm professional.
True that.
It's not in their interest not to say they're professional. But we need to address the first issue that I mentioned, and that is the issue of notice. We cannot continue to conduct business and spend the money of Pacifica all on an email notification. It is not sufficient. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Does anyone else wish to speak?
Yes,
this is Julie from L.A. Can I be added to the stack?
I was supposed to be on the stack, but it's okay.
And I'm sorry.
This is Donna. I was on the stack, too.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Donna, Julie, and who else?
This is Gerald.
Gerald, okay. Go ahead, Julie.
It's time for a pro.
Yeah, go for a pro.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm not pro. I was saying you might want to start with the pro.
Oh, okay,
and then
Donna?
Okay, what I want to comment to is I guess that was Samuel.
That was Samuel.
That just spoke. If people are not reading the emails, I think we're going to have to provide another way to get notice out. Okay, that being said, I will say this, that Marty made every attempt that she could, as early as she could, to get our comments. She sent out the notice. A lot of people said, you know, maybe their email wasn't working or whatever. That needs to be revised if that's the problem. But at this late date, I, for one, I'll tell you right now, if we have no facilitator in Houston, I'm canceling. I'm not coming because I cannot stand to have this bickering, this constant bickering. But we need to get the process in place. And that being said, I guess, Marty, since you ran for executive director, and I am being funny, maybe I should have taken back my vote for you, you know, which I'm just saying that to let you know how ridiculous that sounds. I'm finished.
Okay, thanks, Donna. Julie.
Yes, I just wanted to sort of make a couple of points. A, I'm not on either slate. I didn't run with either slate, and so I believe that I can voice my opinion somewhat objectively. The next issue is that I think that there are some very deep divisions that exist right now at KPFK because of a lot of the issues with these slates and whatnot. I think that, you know, I'm not going to speak to Casey's credentials or to her ability to be professional or impartial since I've never worked with her. I've never been in a session in which she has actually performed the duties that we're asking her to do, and so I don't feel like I have any sort of authority to be able to speak to that. But what I can speak to is these deep divisions that do exist at KPFK, and I think that they're very real, and I think that an issue like this would only exacerbate them. I think that we, as a board, have the obligation and the responsibility to keep things neutral and objective in the way that we conduct our business, whether perceived, whether it's, you know, perceived, you know, impartiality or whatnot. I think that we need to just steer clear of that. And so I am going to vote against the motion because I do think that there are issues of whether or not Casey can be objective. Again, I'm not willing to state whether or not she can, what her level of professionalism is, or anything of that sort, but I think that we do need to steer clear of any, you know, perceived, just, I guess, biases on our part or ways in which we conduct our business and really formulate our work as a board. And so I just wanted to sort of add those comments because I think that a lot of folks are talking specifically about, you know, the, I guess, Casey's ability to really fulfill her obligations and objectives, and I'm not sure that any of us have really been in a session with her where we can speak with authority to that. So I wanted to bring sort of those issues up, and I do think that this will sort of further some of the divisions that we are experiencing at KPFK, and I know that I, as an LSD member of KPFK and just a member of the board with Pacifica, I don't want to continue to have these, you know, this continuous sort of infighting and you know, just issues that are currently sort of facing us. And so I do think that it's important that we move forward in an objective way, whomever we bring on. I do agree and think that we do need a facilitator for our work. I would love to, you know, follow up with the gentleman in Houston that could offer his services at this point in time. But, again, I do think that this is a very critical issue, and it's, you know, there are very real divisions that exist, whether folks in other areas don't experience them, you know. I mean, that's sort of another issue. But I just want to speak from, as a KPFK person who deals with this on a, you know, daily basis, my email's constantly flooded with, you know, these back and forth kind of infighting. And I want to be able to move forward and be productive and really make this station everything that all of us wanted to see it as.
Okay, thank you, Julie. Gerald.
Yes, I want to be very frank and say that I was pro at the beginning of this meeting, but Mark's arguments have shaken me, at least my conscience. I'm sorry, but no, it ain't right. I tell you, but I have a way forward. It's very simple. There are people in Houston right now that are members of the Pacifica National Board. I'm thinking right now specifically of Teresa and Sam. Teresa and Sam can contact this gentleman that lives in right now, in Houston. Just a matter of somebody giving up the phone number, let them call him and interview him.
I have it right here.
I happen to think that that's the only way to go forward, because at least that way, the question of patronage would not be real. It takes away all distrust. I am now opposed to hiring this woman.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. So that's one. Okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, how do we prevent this from happening in the future? We have to think about this right now. I tend to think, I don't like the email either. I tend to lean towards what Sam said. But, Sam, there's no other way to get in touch with people, you know?
We have a telephone and we can do postcards.
Well, Sam, I beg to differ that. Here's what we could do, though, is you send an email. And then if you send an email to somebody, they have a special thing that makes you have to answer that you've seen it before you can leave it, before you can open it. It says, have you read this thing or whatever, and then it sends it back to Marty, for instance, and says, yes, I've read it, or something to that effect. We need a very simple, that's something we can work out. But I don't think we can stand at this point even the appearance of misconduct on this matter.
Amen.
Carol, may I get on
Madam,
the
Madam Chair?
May
all
I
right,
get
well,
on
well,
the
I, that's what I think.
Marty, this is Mark.
Madam,
can I respond
Madam,
to that?
Madam Chair, this is
I have to get on the step.